Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Any of you believe that God could save Clarksville? I don't believe we really believe that. I don't. Because if we did believe that, really believed it, we'd be doing our best to get the gospel to everybody. At the grocery store, at the bank, y'all are even back in school now. Wherever we are, that we would be the hands and the mouthpieces and the feet of Jesus. And you pray that Clarksville might come to Christ. It could happen again. It's happened once. God saved a whole city. And it could happen again. It could. We serve a great big God. And so as we sing in victory in Jesus, don't you wish everybody knew the victory that Christ brings? Don't you wish everybody out here had what you've got? Have you got anything? You got Jesus. All right. This is the 8:30 crowd. Amen. Now, y'all, I've got coffee and donuts again for you. So y'all don't have any excuse. All right. Don't you dare fall asleep on me. If you do, we'll get that recorded and put it on our live broadcast. All right. Okay. We are in Ephesians chapter 4. You remember 2 weeks ago, we were looking at verses 17 through 19. You remember those? And we talked about a lifestyle of that leads to hell. And so we're branching, really talking about something somewhat the same, but somewhat quite different. And so how many of y'all remember this was one of the most favorite in the last few years, reality shows called Extreme Makeover. Y'all remember that? And they would bring a team of professionals into a worn-out, old, run-down house and turn it inside out and make it brand new. They'd do an extreme makeover on it. Y'all remember that? And then they would bring the family in front of the camera and show them the extreme makeover that had taken place, and they'd show them their brand new home. And you remember how the family would react? Oh, they'd scream and holler and cry and all that. Extreme makeovers. Now, some of you ladies, every now and then y'all want a new you, don't you? Come on now. And y'all will go down and get your nails done, you know, and get the manicure thing done. And then some of you will even really go the extra mile and put the mud on your face and let all that stuff dry, you know. And then you get all shined up. And then you'll go get you a new do, you know. And you got a new look coming out of there, right? And then you go home and old hubby's there and you say, honey, how do you like the new me? And he'll say, well, honey, I like the new you, but what happened to the old you? Come on, girls. So this morning we're talking about extreme makeovers, how God takes something old and worn out and run down and messed up and makes something brand spanking new. So spiritually speaking, God does do extreme makeovers. I think he takes great pleasure and pride in these extreme makeovers, talking spiritually. Now, you remember up there in verses 17 through 19, Paul was talking about the old you, the old person that you used to be before you met Jesus. But now in verses for the morning, verses 20 through 24, he's talking about the new you, the new you. And once God does an extreme makeover spiritually, you are radically different from the person you used to be. I said you are radically different from the person that you used to be. And so Paul describes this process under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, this process we call salvation. So if you have your Bible this morning, we're going to read. We're finally gotten to the Scriptures. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 20. Let's stand as we honor God's Word. Verses 20 through 24. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard Him and been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus. How many of you can say amen to that? The truth is in Jesus. That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Mike Rainey, ask God to bless the word, would you, this morning?
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to assemble together at the Second Bible Church this morning. And Father, as the scriptures have read to us, we pray your blessings on us. Father, we pray that the word come to realize that we would live out in our daily lives. Father, again, thank you for this time. I pray your blessings on our pastor as he gives your word to us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Mike. Please be seated. Let me give you just three quick truths this morning from verses 20 through 24. First of all, the Word of God is talking about putting off the old man. Now, we're talking here about the old person you used to be before you met Jesus. Putting off the old man. Now, Paul had a label for that man there in verse 22. Let's look at it again. That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows, and here it is, here's the label, corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Paul's label for the old man is the word corruption. Corruption. You know what that is. The old man was characterized by a process of corruption. The tense of the verb here tends to make us think that it speaks of a process. You know, God's extreme makeovers in salvation are a process. And we'll talk more about that as we move through that. But we learned over here in Ephesians 2 and verse 1, and you He made alive who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins. We were once dead. And our bodies were in a, and our minds and our spirit were in a state of decay and decomposition. I don't like to think about it, but folks, if you're lost, you're decaying and decomposing. Not just your body, but your spirit and your soul, all of that is in a state of corruption. It's in this process. If you'll turn right in just about three pages in your Bible, at least that's the way it is in mine, to Colossians 3 and verse 9. It's worded a little bit differently here. I think this helps. Colossians 3 and verse 9 says, do not lie to one another. Isn't that good advice? Hello? Don't lie to one another. Why? Since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And so in a real sense, we are, when we came to Christ, when we were saved, when we were justified, made right with God, we were then dead to sin, okay? We died to sin, and we put off the old man. But there is a process by which every day that we put off the old man, the old person, the old desires. You know, when God saved you, He completely renewed you and remade you and gave you a brand new heart. But how many of you know we've still got that old sin nature? And he rears his ugly head from time to time, does he not? Oh, some of y'all are looking all spiritual at me. Yes, he does now. Come on, that sin nature still, it isn't completely eradicated when God saves us. Let me read a real, this is a fantastic word of scripture here. Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin, that whole work of sin, might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. You see, there is a real sense in which God saves us. We are now free from sin. How many of you know that you are saved from the penalty of sin? You're no longer under the judgment of your sin. Why? Because Jesus took that judgment. He paid the price. He took God's wrath for your sin. So we're out from under that penalty of sin. Aren't you grateful that you'll never be hauled into God's courtroom and say, guilty? No, 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 no. So we've been brought out from under that work, that penalty of sin, Paul's saying. But we are also, this salvation thing is this extreme makeover is a process. We are being saved from the power of sin. Every day we're being saved. In other words, it's not that you don't sin ever again after you're saved, but bless God, now you've got a choice. And you ought to sin less. Why? Because you have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus in you. Are y'all tracking with me this morning? We all on the same page? So, it's we have here what the difference that I call the difference in between the position that we're in Christ and the practice that we're in Christ. It's kind of like when Abraham Lincoln wrote the Emancipation Proclamation. What did that do for all the slaves in the United States? It freed them. They were free from slavery, right? Every one of them, all of them, all the slaves, free. Hallelujah. But amazingly, several years later, there's still some slaves under the burden and bondage of slavery. And that's the way a lot of Christians are. That's a great illustration there. That's the way a lot of Christians operate. Christ has set you free from the penalty of sin, and he is setting you free now from the power of sin. Sin is now your prisoner. You were once a prisoner to sin, but now sin is your prisoner. Y'all, that's good stuff. Are y'all getting this? Come on now, Sunday morning crowd. Are y'all getting this? Sin is your prisoner. You, along with the Holy Spirit, y'all are under control now. Not sin, not Satan. And you don't, and let me just say this, you don't have to sin anymore. Now, we know we're going to, but we ought to sin less and less and less as we move down the path. Can I get a witness? All right. So, that's what we're talking about putting off the old man. Now let's look at putting on the new man. Look at verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Now the new man is the person you are now, okay? The new man is the person that you are now, that you have met Jesus. And Paul had a label for the old man who's living in corruption. And now the new word, the label for the new man, is the word creation. Did you catch that there in verse 24? Which was created. Created. When God performs the extreme makeover in us spiritually, it's not simply turning over a new leaf or getting a new beginning or even a fresh start. It's receiving brand spanking new life. You see, we're dead. Our spirits were dead in trespasses and sin. And what do dead folks need? More than anything else, what do they need? They need life. And that's what this extreme makeover does for us. You know, folks, we don't need reformation. We need regeneration. Are y'all tracking with me again? We don't need to be reformed because we're so messed up we can't get reformed. We need regeneration. We need for God to put away that old man. And see, we were crucified with Christ. And so your old man was crucified with Jesus. Now, That's exactly what Jesus was saying to Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. He didn't say you got to turn over a new leaf. You got to get a new start. Anothen, you must be born again. The word means from above. From above, you got to be born again. You see, I was born into the Hampton family physically, but at 9 years of age, I was born into God's family spiritually. And that new birth changed my life. I'm a brand new person. What does 2 Corinthians 5:17 say? If any man, if any woman, if any person be in Christ, he is a what? New creation. Old things are gone, passed away. Behold, everything has become new. And only God can make a brand new creation, right? That's why your church membership won't do you any good when you stand face to face with Jesus. Your baptism, mm-mm. Your good works, uh-uh. None of that stuff. Folks, we can't get it through our thick skulls. God doesn't need our help when it comes to getting a brand spanking new life. It's all about Him. It's not about us. All we did was trust Christ. We turned from our sin, and by faith we trusted Christ and surrendered to Him. It's all about Him, the finished work of Jesus Christ. Don't y'all love Jesus? So when God does this extreme makeover, y'all follow with me now here, we're going somewhere, we get a new nature, His nature. And, you know, Adam and Eve were created in the image of God, but when they sinned, you remember what happened? Remember now, they're clothed in the glory and the righteousness of God. They are shining for all of it. But when they sinned, they forfeited that glory. And now everyone ever born after Adam and Eve, we're short of the glory. We're short of the righteousness of Christ Jesus. We're messed up. We're marred. And so when you're born again, that image begins to be restored. Now, I hadn't told you the best part. We're saved from the penalty of sin, that work of sin, all that's been done away with. And we're being saved from the power of sin, little by little. But one day, God's so good, you're going to be saved even from the presence of sin. Never to sin again. Won't that be wonderful? Won't that be awesome? So when you're saved, and now don't miss this, dog. Watch this, don't miss this. You jumped right over it. Look at the last part of verse 24. You were created according to God. That means after God in His likeness, in His image, in true righteousness and holiness. Now that you're born again and God's done this extreme makeover, you can relate to people in righteousness and relate to God in holiness. God makes that possible in this process called salvation. Here's what I really wanted to get to, though. And Billy Walker, you're going to be my cheerleader on this because you've been preaching and teaching on this for ever since I ran into you up at First Baptist in that Sunday school class. I want to talk to you for the last few minutes here, how to renew the new you. How to renew the new you. Tell somebody, are you new? Or ask somebody, are you new? Are you being renewed? Ask somebody, are you being renewed? To talk, you have to open your mouths. I've got some great truth for you right here, and it comes straight out of the Bible. Somebody in here is going to be set free today, I know. Even some Baptist might shout a little bit today. We've been made new and we're to be renewed. Look at verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spirit of your mind. Now, you know, my physical body needs to be renewed every day. And, you know, why do we call breakfast breakfast? Because we break the what? Fast. You see, these cells in our body are going down. They need to be replenished. They need to be re-nourished. And so when we sit down and whenever you break the fast and you eat some nourishing food, not hash browns cooked in bacon grease and whole link sausage patties, you know, nutritious food, those cells in our body begin to get renewed. Well, spiritually speaking, our spirit has to be renewed. Please turn with me. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians 4, just turn left in your Bible, just a couple of pages, few pages. 2 Corinthians 4:16. So we renew our bodies by eating nutritious food. 2 Corinthians 4:16 reveals that our spiritual bodies need to be renewed on a daily basis. Look at it. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Say, oh me. Our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. How often? Day by day. Our new nature allows us to win no matter what. Physically, we're perishing every day, but hallelujah, the inward man, the new you, is being renewed day by day. Our new nature allows us to win no matter what. Being a Christian is the best deal you're ever going to get. God renews us day by day. Our physical bodies, even one day, are going to be made brand new. Whew. Girls, there won't be any need for you to go get a new you anymore. You're going to get in your glorified state and have mercy. You're going to look better than you ever dreamed of. And your old husband, your old boyfriend, he's even going to look better than he's ever looked. I mean, we're going to get in our glorified state. This extreme makeover is one day going to be complete. Now, how does God do this? And what I'm telling you is you can't lose if you're a believer. Physically, you may be going downhill, but spiritually, the inner man, the spirit man, is being renewed day by day. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. We've covered this before, but I want you to see it again. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world. Y'all do know we are not of the world. We're to be in the world, but not of the world. We're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be what? Transformed by the renewing, here it is, of your mind. Does that sound like Ephesians? Being renewed by the spirit of your mind? Why? That you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, flip back to Colossians 3. I know we're looking at several scriptures. And brother, sister, that's a good thing. All right? Colossians 3 and verse 10 says this. And have put on the new man who is, here's this word again, renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Now, as we saturate ourselves in Christ day by day by day, He renews our knowledge of Him so that we grow in the image of Christ. Are y'all with me so far? Are we tracking together now? I mean, every day God renews us. He puts truth in our mind and He puts knowledge in our heart so that we can grow and be renewed day by day by day. There's a verse of scripture, and I want all of you to see it. And if you don't have your Bible, Ellen, please throw this up. It's 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. I'm sorry, Ellen. I got to back up to verse 15. 2 Corinthians 3:15. But even, y'all don't miss this. I've said everything I've said today, so you'll get this. This is how to be renewed day by day. But verse 15, but even to this day when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You remember when Moses came down off Mount Sinai? He had the glory shine. And it was so bright that he had to wear a veil. But then over time, that glory would fade. And you know what Moses would do? He would go to the tabernacle and get into the presence of Almighty God. And then the glory would be restored. And then he'd shine and have to put back, but he had to keep going back to get into the presence of God. So that's what we're talking about here. The glory of God, the shine that God puts to his people. Now look at verse 18. This is it. This is it. Watch this. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Do you understand what we're talking about? God renews our minds as he pours truth into our mind. He renews our knowledge in our heart, and he moves us and renews us day by day into the image of Christ Jesus. Whew. That's a huge, huge statement. Now he's talking about this mirror. How many of y'all looked in the mirror this morning? Did it shock you? Well, a mirror here, the Word of God is being compared to a mirror. And he's saying, as you look into the mirror, the Word of God every day, then God is able to renew your mind. He can pour truth into your mind, and that renews your mind, and then he can pour knowledge of who he is into your heart, and that's how you begin to be renewed and to grow into the image of Christ Jesus. Let me make it even more clear for you if it hasn't come true. As the child of God gets into the Word of God every day, not once a week, not on Sunday morning, but every day. If you hadn't been in the Word of God, your glory has faded. But you can shine for God's glory all week long. And as the child of God gets into the Word of God, he sees the Son of God and is changed by the Spirit of God from glory to glory, from glory to glory. And at the end of that renewal process in the morning, it ought to be in the morning because I want to shine for Jesus all day long as you're in the Word of God. Listen, folks, we grow to look more like Jesus. Whew. Some of you still hadn't got it. 1 John 3 and verse 2. 1 John 3. If this doesn't excite you, your wood's wet. Look at 1 John 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. Come on, say amen. The extreme makeover is not quite done yet. We're getting there. But we know, I said, we know, K-N-O-W, that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. And that renewal process, that extreme makeover, will be complete. That's how you renew the new you. You've got to get into the mirror, to the Word of God, and let God speak to you day in and day out. And he'll pour more truth into your mind, and he'll pour more knowledge into your heart. And the Spirit of God that lives within you will grow you and make you into the image of Christ Jesus until one day it's all done and it's complete and you look like him. Father, just forgive me. I don't know how I can make it any clearer, any plainer. I pray that this great truth will set us free. We've got everything we need to be the kind of people you want us to be. You saved us by your Son, and you're renewing us spiritually by your Spirit and your Word. Oh, God, what a great gift. Thank you for these extreme makeovers that you are in the process of doing. Please, God, put the glory back in our lives. Help us to shine each and every day. Oh, yes, Clarksville could be saved. Montgomery County could come to Christ. If the church would begin to shine for Jesus and look like Him. Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. And so God, during this season and this time, this particular moment of examination, oh, I pray, God, that you would help us, give us what we need in this renewal process. I don't know who's saved in here and who's not, but God, for those who are, our new man needs to be renewed, and we've got to get in the Word of God and spend time with you. That's what changes us. That's what makes us more like you. Oh, please help us today, God. And if there is one here that's not saved, that's not a believer, oh, God, give them a brand new heart today. Give them a new life as they turn from their sin and trust Christ as their only means of being made right with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.